This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Union Cabinet has approved the extension of one-time special package on diammonium phosphate DAP fertilizers beyond the nutrient-based subsidies at 3,500 rupees per metric tons. It has approved the proposal of the Department of Fertilizers for the extension of the special package from yesterday till further orders to ensure sustainable availability of the DAP at affordable prices to the farmers. The Cabinet has also approved the continuation of the PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the first Cabinet meeting of 2025 was dedicated to the farmers. The government has launched the One Nation, One Subscription ONOS scheme starting yesterday. The initiative aims to provide seamless access to a wide range of digital knowledge resources, including research papers, journals and academic content, under a single subscription platform. The scheme is expected to benefit students, researchers and institutions across the country by eliminating multiple subscription barriers and ensuring equitable access to knowledge. Over 1.8 crore students from government-funded higher education institutions, including universities and IITs, will have access to research papers published in top journals across the world. More than 13,400 international journals covering science, technology, engineering, medicine, mathematics, management, social sciences and humanities are being made available to researchers under the first phase of the initiative. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will preside over a book release function in New Delhi today as the chief guest. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will be the guest of honour. Eminent authors, academicians, officials of the ministry and other dignitaries will also be present at the event. The book titled Jammu Kashmir and Ladakh Through the Ages seeks to present the story of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. It is presented in 7 sections that cover over 3,000 years of the region's history. Published in Hindi and English, this book is the result of collaborative efforts of the National Book Trust India and the Indian Council of Historical Research. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister for Political Affairs Majid Takht Ravanchi will be on a two-day visit to India from today. During the visit, Takht Ravanchi will participate in the 19th round of Iran-India political consultations scheduled to take place in New Delhi today and tomorrow. Iran and India have a long-standing historical relationship underscored by cultural and economic ties and formalized by the 2003 Strategic Partnership Agreement. This partnership has flourished, particularly in the fields of energy and trade, with bilateral trade reaching an impressive $17.5 billion in 2022-2023. The total gross goods and services tax, GST, collections grew 7.3% to over 1.76 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to December 2023. The total gross GST revenue in December 2023 was 1.64 lakh crore rupees. The central GST collection in December stood at 32,836 crore rupees and the state GST is at 40,499 crore rupees. The integrated IGST collected amounts to 47,783 crore rupees and CESS is at around 11,471 crores. The sales of tickets for Republic Day Parade 2025 and Beating Retreat will commence today. The Defence Ministry said the tickets can be purchased from the counters opened at Sena Bhavan, Shastri Bhavan, Jantar Mantar, Pragati Maidan and Rajiv Chowk Metro Station on production of original photo ID card. The general public can also buy tickets directly from the website amantran.mod.gov.in and Amantran mobile app. In hockey, the Sarachi Rad Bengal Tigers defeated team Gonasika 2-1 in their second match of the ongoing Hockey League, India League 2024-25 at Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.